there's one in particular that you want to look for the Lady Fern. For fiddleheads.
And that's to eat.
So
you just can't go out and munch any fern you come across on the trail.
No. And plus, you don't want to eat mature ferns.
You
want to eat just the small ones in the spring when they're coming up and they're coiled in the fiddleheads.
Okay. So pretty specific harvest season.
Yes.
Here, would that be, you know, May or?
Usually, depending on elevation, but April, May.
Okay.
If you're higher up, it could be a little bit later.
They still have that kind of spiral at the top. They're not and
yes,
going
you want
into
it,
a big leaf.
You want it to be a tight coil.
Okay.
When you eat at them. Yeah. So, right. I mean, anywhere from 2 to 6 inches or so. Yeah.
Okay. So 2 to 6 inches. That's what you're looking for. But not only that, you're looking for a specific fern out of the variety that's here.
You're looking for Lady Fern, which unfortunately in the spring when they're coming up in the fiddleheads, you can't tell for sure if it's Lady Fern. So really the thing to do is to go out now or sometime during the summer and find out where the Lady Fern grows. And then in the spring, you can come back and know that that's the type of fern that's coming up there.
So plan ahead.
Plan ahead.
Plan
yeah,
ahead.
Now is the time to find the ferns because now you can identify them. So now is the time to go out and say, okay, this is where I'm going to come in the spring. And Lady Fern is a very common, it's probably the most common fern here. So it's not hard to find.
Okay.
There are a lot of places to find Lady Fern.
Okay, great. So can we talk about the difference between that fern and the other ferns that you should not be eating? What are you looking for now that would identify the plant?
Lady Fern is usually a pretty tall fern. It can get up to 3 feet tall. And what you're looking for on the Lady Fern is it's got a narrow top, broad middle, and a narrow base. So it's diamond-shaped, roughly. It grows in the open. It grows many different places. That's the one to look for. So narrow at the top, broad in the middle, and narrow at the bottom with slightly two times dissected fronds, if that makes sense.
Not really.
lace-like fern, you know, kind of a lacy-like looking fern.
Okay.
So it's not just one single leaf going out from the stem. It's a compound leaf, so it's very lacy looking.
All right. Would it confuse people to talk about what they shouldn't be eating? The like signs of the other ones to stay away from?
The main one here not to eat is bracken fern. And that's not real common on Metcalf Island, but it is here. It's usually on the edges or near muskegs or fens, sedgy areas. It's tall. The stem comes up tall without any leafiness on it for maybe even a couple feet, and then it branches off. So it's real distinctive looking. It's sort of difficult to describe, but if you do know what bracken fern is, that's the one not to eat.
Okay. So I wanted to ask, if you do accidentally eat a fern that isn't a lady fern, are there side effects then that, you know, why don't people want to eat just any fern out there?
The one in particular, bracken fern, has actually been connected with stomach cancers. So it's not something that you would necessarily feel right away. And if you just ate one meal, it probably wouldn't be a big deal, but you just want to avoid it.
I've eaten fern, and I think I kind of liken it to asparagus or something. At least when I cook it in the past, that's kind of how I would prepare it.
Yeah.
What would you suggest as
there's different ways. I mean, you can, it's actually very versatile. You can saute it in garlic and butter, something simple like that. I've had fiddlehead pesto and in spaghettis. You can make soups. You can cook it and chill it and put it in salads. One thing about fiddleheads, it is important to cook it. You do need to cook the fiddleheads. There's a substance in fiddleheads that destroys vitamin B. So you do want to cook it, and then that gets rid of that, and it's safe to eat. And then you can eat them fresh like that, cook them and eat them fresh. You can freeze them. You can pickle them, dry them. So there's different things that you can do with them.